great day to be alive.
Well, Beulah and R.E., here we are. I'd like to thank my mom and dad for creating the family environment that let an ornery young guy grow up and maybe someday allow to have a weekend happen for him like it's happening right now. Thank you, Mom and Dad. I thank my brother not only for introducing me, but for being the best big brother anybody could ever hope for all my life. I only got one problem tonight. They want me to get 52 years of NFL experience into 10-minute talk. I don't know if I can do that, but I'll try. I'm being inducted as a player, believe me, that makes me most proud. I did that for 14 years. But for the last 38 years, I've been a football coach. So to ask me to talk more in 2 minutes and not talk about my guys over here, I'll tell you right now, it ain't going to happen. So the good thing for you folks is when I talk about them, you don't know who I'm talking about. When I talk about the guys I played against, you'll say, who was that? Who was he to say? I'm proud to be from Detroit. That I played with. My teammates alone, Night Train Lane, Lynn Barney, Charlie Sanders, Yale Larry, and probably the best teammate anybody ever had, Joe Schmidt, they're already in the Hall of Fame. And I'm so honored to be going to be in there with them. This Hall of Fame's a big deal. You know, you can't really comprehend it. I've always been kind of known as a laid-back type of guy. And from the minute that they told me I was in the Hall of Fame, well, really, I didn't find it out from the Hall of Fame. They said that I'd been nominated, I wasn't in. They said that they'd call me the minute they knew about, you know, how the voting turned out. And there was a television show that was giving all the results, and I wasn't about to be looking at that. Trust me, I was going to sit there chewing my fingernails and say, oh, Lord, hope they vote me in. So I knew about what time the TV show was coming on. I was watching the clock, but I was trying to keep my mind occupied and waiting on that phone call. And the phone rings. That's my buddy from Colorado, Jimmy Althrop. And I said, oh man, he's a great friend. I got to take his call, but I got to tell him, Jim, I can't talk to you. I'm expecting a call from the Hall of Fame. And I answered the phone. I said, Jimmy, I can't talk. The Hall of Fame's supposed to call me. Let me know if I got in. Well, he said, you big dummy, you're in. It's all over the TV. That's how I found out. But I was giddy, you know, my feet wouldn't touch the ground, and I said, come on, Dick, get a hold of yourself, and, you know, you're an experienced liver. Not old, we just got a lot of experience. But I got on the plane and got down to the Super Bowl where they introduced us, and I saw Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith with the numbers that Chris just read for you. I mean, everybody knew they were going in, right? They knew they were going in. Heck, they were just as giddy and happy and off the ground as I was. So I made my mind up right there. I'm just going to relax, enjoy this. I don't care if I ever come down. I want to thank the Hall of Fame and the committee for having the foresight of creating a vehicle to get players like my Floyd and myself a second chance there to get back in here. As I said, when you're experienced liver, things do truly mean more to you. I want to thank Rick Goslin for bringing my name in front of the committee. He represented me in that room, and Rick, boy, you really had a tough job, I know that. couple years ago, I got to meet the President of the United States. And we got over to the White House, and President Obama came in. He talked to us for a couple seconds, and, well, a little while, and said hello to us. And then we all went outside on the White House lawn, and President Obama talked to, well, I'd call it a throng. There's a lot of people out there. And the President was about halfway through his talk, and he said something like, well, we all know Dick LeBeau. He's the defensive coordinator of the great Steeler defense. And Dick, where are you, Dick? So I was like, hey, friends, I'm right over here, baby. So when I got back home at night, I thought, you know, this might be the highest deal of my life. I mean, President Obama's, you know, singling me out and getting me some applause in the speech. And I thought, well, this certainly can't be anything greater than this. But in all due respect, Mr. President, this whole business is a little bit bigger, I'll tell you. A lot was said about the number 44. President Obama is the 44th president of our country. It was the 44th Super Bowl last year, and Floyd and I both wore 44 when we played, and they said that 44, it's the year of 44. I got a little different thing I do with the 4. Watch me now, this is a little sneaky. If you take 4 plus 4, that equals 8. And then if you subtract 2, that gets 6. And that's the number of Super Bowl championships that the Pittsburgh Steelers over here have won. They're here tonight, and I got to tell you, that's just about the highest compliment I've ever had paid to me in my life. And I thank Ambassador Rooney's here, and boy, I'm just completely humbled by that. And I know Ambassador Rooney would tell you that he had a lot of other business he had to take care of over here, but I know darn good and well why he's here, and I'm so proud of that, and that he and the Rooney family and Coach Mike Tomlin will let this football team come out of training camp, folks. You got to think about this a little bit. Yeah. Let them come over here and be here tonight. And it's just like them having another away game. But I told several of them before I left, and I'll tell y'all right now, I wouldn't want to be here without you men. Offense, defense, special teams, I wouldn't want to be here without you. They're my best PR. They really are. They're the reason that President Obama knew who I was. A few years ago, we played in this game, and Joey Porter and James Ferrier, two of our great leaders, they got this idea. They put on Dick LeBeau jerseys, wear them all over Canton, and just like showing the committee, hey, he's still out here now. You know, he's not in there yet. And then last year, Rod Woodson, he stood up here in his induction speech, and he mentioned me. Rod, I'll never be able to thank you for that. And I thank all you guys for your PR, because look where it got me, man. It worked. I coached a lot of great players, and I'm not going to get into that. Guys ask me, Coach, what's the perfect 3-4? Who would be the very ideal people at each position? I said, well, really, truthfully, you start with Casey Hampton, Aaron Smith, and Brett Kiesel in the defensive line. Yeah, really, seriously. I said, not only the great players, that they're totally unselfish. And in the 3-4, your linemen got to be a little unselfish, because you know everybody's going to talk about the linebackers and the safeties anyhow all day. But I told Casey, I said, you know, Casey, you're a great player, but I had a nose tackle that actually led our team when I was in Cincinnati. Tim Crumright led our team several times in tackles. And Casey looked at me, you know, you can't get anything over on Casey. He said, you mean your nose tackle led your team in defensive stops? I said, more than once, Casey. He said, Coach, there's no way you were running the same system that you're running right here with me. Hey, he might be right. Well, I've had some great players with the Steelers. I had Rod Woodson, who's in the Hall of Fame, Carnell Lake in the same backfield. I was really a smart coach then. Had Greg Lord and Kevin Green on the outside linebackers, and they made me pretty smart too. And I've had some smart players in behind to tell those kind of players where to go. Darren Perry, he's coaching up in Green Bay now. He was on that team. I had Ray Horton, who's working with me now in Pittsburgh. And I had the honor to coach Dick Geron, who's a two-time NFL head coach. He graduated from Yale. You know he's pretty smart. And I've had a lot of smart guys, but I'm going to tell you right now, Ryan Clark, who's with us right now, he's right in there with that group. He's really a smart football player, a good football player. But Ryan, let me tell you now, Ryan has something to deal with that none of those guys had to deal with. Ryan's back there every Sunday with a guy by the name of Troy Polamalu. Now, I don't mean to tell you that Ryan tells Troy where to go. Because in all honesty, nobody tells Troy where to go. All I know is wherever he goes, something usually good happens for the Steelers. But Ryan sits back there and watches Troy, and he tries to keep our defense balanced. And he does a great job of that. And it's not like you can just play two or three games and say, oh, okay, I got it, because Troy keeps changing the script on him all the time. He likes to test him out every now and then. But I wouldn't trade those two guys for anything. With the Steelers defense, we also got B-Mac back there at corner, and got Ike Taylor. And Ike Taylor, I might be off a little on this, Ike, but when I first came there, Ike, I don't think it started more than one game, and now he started every game that we've played for the last 6 years. Hadn't missed a game, hadn't missed a snap. That's a great record of durability and dependability. Six straight years. Now, Ike, all you got to do is go 8 more, man, and you can catch me. People ask me if I ever talk about how when I played with my players, you just saw an example of how they have to suffer through that almost every day. They asked me about coaches. Coach, what coach did you borrow the most from? I had too many great ones. When I was at Ohio State, I played for Woody Hayes. Great Woody Hayes. I still learn something almost daily from the current head coach of The Ohio State University, Jim Tressel. Coach Tressel's a textbook on how to conduct yourself at a major college level with integrity. Don Shula was one of my first defensive coordinators. And I've been told a lot of times that Coach Shula takes credit for a lot of the good things that I did. In fact, almost all the good things that I did. And I always tell Coach Shula when I see him, I said, Don, that's fair. Because me and my defensive teammate take all the credit for making you the coach that you turned out to be. Another head coach that I had that I'll always be grateful for is the man that first brought me to Pittsburgh, Bill Cowher, Coach Bill Cowher. Thanks, Coach. All of our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family in this tough time. Owners I've worked for, played for, really like the Hall of Fame. Right now with the Rooney family, they have two in the Hall of Fame. I spent about 20 years with the Brown family in Cincinnati. And if ever the word legendary ever applied, I think the great Paul Brown certainly has that coming to his name. He operated within 20-mile radius of this, of where we're standing, for a long time. Also worked for Ralph Wilson. He's in the Hall of Fame at Buffalo. And my buddy Tom Donahoe and Greg Williams brought me up there, kept me from an early retirement. I played for William Clay Ford and his wife, Martha Firestone Ford. And that's two of the great families of America and great in the history of the NFL. It's like a storybook deal. I couldn't make this stuff up. I'm very proud of my playing career. My roommate was Jimmy Gibbons for all those years. My buddy was Wayne Walker. I'm not going to get into all my Lion teammates. They were all great guys and great players. I would like to thank my trainers. Millard Kelly was early days, and then Kent and Maxine Fall got me through when I got hurt a little bit more later on in my career. And those guys kept me out there on the field. I thank them for that. As far as my playing ability, I was known as a guy who was just going to come to work every day. I was going to play hard every day. I might not always play good every play, but I was going to play the next play as hard. I learned that from London, Ohio. Small town about 2 hours from where we're standing. Now, honesty and hard work, that's about all they value down there. And it sure has stood me in good stead. I'll leave you with one thing. Life is for living, folks. Don't let a number be anything other than a number. Don't let somebody tell you that you're too old to do this or you're too old to do that. Stay in life. Life is a gift. It's a joy. Don't drop out of it. Don't let somebody else tell you, and don't let your mind tell you. If I would have gotten out of my life's work at 65 or 67, which they say is the age of retirement, here's what I would have missed, folks. I would have missed not one, but two world championship football teams that I got to be a part of. That's these guys over here. I got to be a part of a number one defense that statistically had the lowest numbers in the last 35 or 40 years. I had my number retired from a high school, had a building named after me in my hometown. I made the Detroit Lion all 75-year team. I was accepted into the Ohio State University Athletic Hall of Fame. And now tonight, I guess when I sit down and get off this speaking, which I'm going to do, I'll be in the NFL Hall of Fame. So, my mother always said, onward and upward, age is just a number. God love you all. Thank you.